Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Don't worry, we still have your Bachelorette recap coming up, but we called a little audible here.
Sorry.
We got into the kissing discussion.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
We were talking about, could you be dating or married to somebody who you determined to be one of the worst kissers on earth?
You love him.
You love him.
You're crazy about him.
But they're just lacking in that department.
Yeah. Oh, man, how miserable.
Because I've been with my wife since I was 19, but I recall before that when I would date girls, I had broken up with girls that
couldn't kiss.
That couldn't kiss just because
you were also super young then.
Exactly.
JC, it gets way worse.
You
were now in your 30s trying to date,
and then you
encounter girls and guys that are bad at it as you get older.
It's like, how are you this bad?
It's even worse.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I got a couple text messages here before we take your calls.
Like, that's my chin. That's my chin.
We're getting so many complaints.
Oh, your chin.
About what?
I dated a guy that drooled every time we kissed, like dripping off of my chin drool.
Oh.
How? Or husband of 15 years, cannot kiss. Tried teaching him, it won't change. Used to love kissing in my heyday, but now I just don't. It's okay, though, because he makes up for it because he's nice.
Well, the good outweighs the...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
Awful. Hey, Dina.
Hey.
So you had a really hot guy, huh?
Yeah. So I met this hot guy on my senior trip in Perdido Key, and he took me on this romantic moonlit beach walk. And our first kiss, he shoved his tongue in my mouth.
Just shoved it in. Here you go.
Shoved it in.
Like, you didn't even introduce your mouth to mine first.
Right.
You know? Like, at least say hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long did that relationship last?
Oh, I went right back to my room.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I don't want, like, the tongue being stuffed in there.
Golly. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Dina.
Look at the text. Yes, my fiance is horrible.
Like, are you counting my teeth with your tongue?
Or this guy right here.
Counting every single one.
OMG, y'all. I once dated a guy who sucked my lips so hard, it left a bruise. There was even a bruise on my tongue. It was, who sucks tongues? It was terrible. I'm scarred for life.
Yeah.
You might.
I mean, there's a time for that.
Yeah, you might suck tongue a little bit, but still not
my first kiss was so bad. The guy's braces cut my lip. It was bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awful.
Like a commercial,
so I think
vacuum.
I've been traumatized ever since.
Oh. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
So, are you still with your boyfriend?
No. This is a long time ago. I'm married now, but I dated a guy actually for longer than I should have who would just hold his mouth open and do nothing else. Like, his mouth would just be open on my mouth. And sometimes he was like a mouth breather, so sometimes it was kind of like he was giving me CPR. And I would just have to, like, tap him on the side of his face and see if he would move his mouth a little bit.
Oh, you had to tap him? Oh. Hey, buddy.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Just kissing an open mouth breather.
Just open mouth.
It's funny we're not hearing from any men who say the girls are bad kissers.
I'll tell you this.
It's very one-sided.
I think girls are by far better kissers than guys.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, I've never kissed a guy, but I would assume just because girls are a little more sensual.
That's right.
Oh, you guys are better than we are.
There are some bad movies about that.
There are some
bad girl kissers out there.
Have you ever had the one that's like the prairie dog? Like,
pop out.
Post the tongue in and out.
Like, put it, stick it out or put it back in. Like, stop going.
Like a little rooster.
Yeah.
A little chicken.
From the text, I've been married to a man who cannot kiss for 11 years. It's still worse.
Oh.
But thankfully, he's amazing in every other way, just not kissing.
I'm sorry, but
11
that's
years
great.
Of bad kissing.
I could deal with it if the guy was great in
like
every other way.
Yeah,
I could. I could handle it, I think.
What's up, Erica?
Hey, guys.
So you had a very crazy ex-boyfriend, huh?
Oh, yeah. So we were together for, like, 3 years, and whenever we kissed, he had, like, some type of, like, salivary gland issues, and he would, like, slobber everywhere, all over me and all over him, and whenever we'd, like, be done kissing, he would, like, wipe it off of me and off of him and be like, oh, sorry, and just, like, move on. It's like, oh, my God, that's so disgusting.
Yeah, you shouldn't need a rag after you kiss.
No.
Like a towel.
No, little drip towel.
That's so
bad. Like, you don't need an athletic trainer to, like, hook you up with your towel after your match,
you
know?
Yeah.
Thank you, Erica.
Maybe somebody likes that wet little slobber. Somebody might really dig it, though. If you find your perfect match.
The slimy kiss.
Is the perfect match someone with severe dry mouth?
Oh, yeah. No, that's,
I guess the stoner would be the best match for the super salivy mouth.
Slurpee. Just call them Slurpee.
The Slurpees.
Oh.
Ashley, your fiance is the worst kisser of all time.
Oh, no. Yes, it has actually taken over almost 2 years to get him to kiss somewhat normal. When we first started dating, he would go to kiss and he literally would grab me like by the back of the neck and pull me in really tight. And he would put his whole mouth over mine and pretty much take his tongue like he was checking for tonsils in the back of my throat.
Did he ever hit the uvula back there?
I think he has a few times.
It's like the only tutorial he's seen was Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Yes, it literally felt like that. Every time we watched the movie, I just kind of looked at him and I'm like,
Not okay.
Did you ever tell him?
I finally had to pull his face away from me and I had to show him, like, this is how I want to be kissed. I need to be able to breathe.
Is he much better now?
Yes, he is. We don't, like, actually make out a whole lot. We have 6 kids together, so it's pretty much just a peck on the mouth at times.
Yeah.
Obviously, other things were good, though.
Yeah, they got 6 kids.
Well, I've gone to YouTube, and there are several hundred tutorials on how to kiss.
Really?
So, yes. Uh-huh.
Interesting. I'll have to check those out just for fun. I'm just curious.
We should take a couple of those.
That might gross me out, though, watching people teach you how to kiss.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, you guys. So far, it's been all girls calling our show.
Until now. Oh, good.
Uh-oh.
Please welcome to the show, Dustin.
Hi, Dustin.
Oh, yes, finally a dude called in.
I'm loving the intro. Thank you very much for that.
So what happened, Dustin?
Okay, so this was several years ago. I'm married now. There was this girl that I'd met I was really into. Finally gets down to kissing, and she darted her tongue in and out of her mouth so quick, mm-hmm. I just couldn't help but think of a lizard.
Yep.
And
the lizard kiss.
It's still a running joke today with my wife. If, you know, we'll just kind of be picking back and forth, and she'll say, well, at least I'm not the lizard girl, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the lizard kiss is...
Oh. We've all experienced it. I've had that guy.
But if you're dating a lizard kisser and you're in a room with a lot of flies, that could come in handy.
Yeah.
How do two lizards do it, though? Two lizard kissers.
That's impossible, isn't it?
No lip, just all tongue, right?
That's impossible.
That's just a bunch of...
Poking.
Yeah, just two tongues poking each other.
Oh, my gosh. And it's such a disappointment because you're waiting on that first kiss, the anticipation.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, I can't wait. And then what a letdown.
Yeah.
What's up, Landon?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right, man. So you had a bad girl kiss?
Ugh. Oh, yeah. I dated this girl back in high school, and she sucked on my tongue so hard that she ripped the webbing underneath my tongue.
Oh.
Like, my teeth cut it, and it wouldn't heal for about 3 months.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
How long?
Every time I yawned, it would open back up, any time I would, I don't know, like, eat an ice cream, it would open back up, and it was just a very painful, very hard experience.
That's awful.
So you obviously did not
sue her for disability?
Get workers' comp for a kiss.
We didn't really go back out after that because I needed time to heal.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Man. Right.
Do you ever go look her up on Facebook and see if she's married? You're like, poor guy.
No, I'm actually married now, so.
Yeah, so you're not.
I'm not worried about that.
Oh, man. Glad your tongue healed, Landon.
Yeah.
We're worried.
Yeah.
Lord, this is a bigger problem than I thought.
Regarding bad kissers, I had a guy once just latch on like he was a vacuum hose. It felt like he was the mentor from Harry Potter trying to suck my soul out. It's so disturbing.
Suck my soul.
So descriptive.
It's like, where's the power cord for this guy?
Hold on a second. The guys are finally coming through on the phone.
All right.
Yeah, they couldn't take it anymore. Wait a minute.
The women are making us look bad.
That's
here.
Right.
What's up, Dylan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great. Go ahead.
So, me and some buddies of mine dated the same girl, and she was like kissing a cucumber. Her tongue was really long, really hard, and she would just try to choke you with it whenever she kissed. It was horrible.
Oh.
And me and my buddies would laugh about it because we all had the same story, and we all compared it to a cucumber.
But see, this is the thing with guys. You let guys, I think, aren't as critical.
No,
they don't try and help out the girl like us girls do with guys. We're like softer, slower. We kind of try and give you direction.
But if it's bad enough that the guys are talking about it to each other, that's bad.
Yeah.
Was it one of the, like, do you guys have to, like, dude, I got to go try that? Is that what's going on with this girl?
Yeah, you had to forego the bro code.
It was kind of like we were all talking, and it was like, oh, my gosh, have you ever kissed this girl? And we're like, yeah, it's horrible. It's like a cucumber. That's all we could say about it, and we just laugh about it.
Yeah, and if we tell the girl, here's what we think in our head. If we try to tell you, hey, you're not a good kisser, you're just you're going to start crying, and then we're going to look like jerks.
I'd be devastated.
Right?
I know, right? Right.
I feel like we just don't want to hurt your feelings, so we just take the cucumber. I'd rather just take that.
Discussing bad kissers on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi, Helen.
Hello.
All right, so what was up with the bad kisser you had?
Oh, my God. Okay, so the bad kisser that I had was, it's kind of like Jenna had said was a furry dog. And so it was like, it was the first kiss, and you would think that you're like, you're leaning in for that passionate kiss. And then it's like, you know, almost like the lizard guy, you know, he's the, or the lizard girl, like the other guy was talking about. So
the fast tongue.
Yeah.
I'm here. No, I'm not. I'm here. No, I'm not.
Peek-a-boo.
So, you know, you're her guy, right? So our first kiss, I'm telling him already, okay, let's just slow down a little bit, you know, and yeah, we never talked again after that.
Yeah. Oh. The flash kissers, they're just quickie.
Oh, man.
No, kissing can ruin relationships. It could have been, you could have been the greatest guy of all time.
Man.
It just can
Can't
ruin
get past
it for you.
It.
Matt. Hello,
hey,
Matt.
Guys.
What's
hey.
Up, dude? What was wrong with the girl you kissed?
Man. Okay, so I hear you guys talking about the people with the extra long tongues trying to choke you. I dated a beautiful girl in high school, and when she tried to kiss, her tongue couldn't reach past her teeth like she had like a tongue reduction or something. It was ridiculous. It was just like she was trying really hard, but my tongue had to be super extra long to compensate for her short tongue.
Your tongue was doing all the work, and her tongue was just sitting back.
Like chilling.
Right. Yeah,
she was orally challenged.
Yeah.
Orally challenged.
Well, I think we call those shy tongues, because they just don't want to come out.
Maybe she literally didn't have any tongue length. Maybe she had, like you said, a condition.
Dwarf tongue.
Oh, man. It's a thing.
Tiny tongue.
It is.
It's a tiny tongue.
I bet there is.
She had a TT.
It's a thing, man.
So a tiny tongue.
Probably affects your speech.
Of course it does.
And your ability to make out.
Did she talk normal, Matt?
She talked, very normal. Huh. Very normal.
Yeah, she just had TT. Tiny tongue. That was very interesting. Thank you, Matt.
It was. I think we have someone with a tiny tongue on the phone right now, Chase.
No. No, we don't. Don't do it.
You sure, Kelly?
I wouldn't do that.
Our phone lines are clogged out, apparently, Kelly says. All right, we do have your bachelor recap from the Men Tell All. I guarantee you there are some bad kissers in that group.
All right.
We'll talk to Caroline Craddock about it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, it was a good night on television last night because it was the Men Tell All. The Bachelorette, Rachel Lindsay, made an appearance towards the end of the show. But before that, it was basically a bunch of dudes fighting each other. And airing their grievances with each other.
Oh, boy.
And we have Caroline Craddock in here to cover that for us.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Caroline.
Hi.
Did you enjoy the Men Tell All? It was a little too much.
I guess.
Too feisty.
Yeah, the first, like, hour,
first hour is 2 hours?
Yeah, it was a two-hour Men Tell
All. It was 2 hours.
Oh, but nothing compared to next week when it's three.
Three.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and I take notes so I can get audio if I want to play audio clips, and I literally didn't take a single note for a whole hour. So that's... shows how slow.
Yeah.
It's just kind of BS.
It picked up in the second hour for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So basically, Deanie Baby just shined his light last night.
Wow. He was looking sharp.
Oh,
JC,
my
did
gosh.
You see it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's
a
great
polka
dude.
Dot pocket handkerchief that matched
so
his polka
cute.
Dot socks.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Looking sharp.
The guys all love him. And I'm kind of like starting, I think Peter will be the bachelor if he doesn't win. But, like, I don't know. The hype on him last night was pretty big. And that's how Rachel was last season.
She got
all the girls were, like, obsessed with her. So, I don't know. There might be a chance for him.
And Dean got the biggest cheer, but they announced he was going to do that Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
And as soon as they announced that, I was like, oh, you guys got it so wrong.
He can't be the Bachelor.
No, that's not true. Nick was on Bachelor in Paradise right before he was the Bachelor.
But Nick had already been on, like, Bachelorette a couple times.
Twice.
Yeah. And, like, he was just a repeat offender.
Yeah. He went straight from Bachelor in Paradise to being the Bachelor.
So maybe Dean can do that?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a chance.
Never say never. Juan Dean's Pablo great. Was a Bachelor, so... We're good.
Yeah.
He's okay.
I got to go back to the beach and give us one.
Yeah, Juan Pablo's down there, Al. Don't worry. Absolutely. This episode was a great lesson for whatever you say, especially on TV, will come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
And whatever you tweet or write on social media, people, if you're a troll and you're using your actual face and it's you writing these things, it will come back to haunt you, which is what happened to one of these contestants.
Well, and I stay pretty connected with everything Bachelor related, and I had no idea that Lee's tweets were
from the past.
Surfacing like this. So basically, we have a clip of it, but he tweeted some pretty racist things.
Really?
The year previous to him being on The Bachelor. Oh, okay. So he probably never thought anyone would see it.
Yeah.
But we did. We saw it, and it's not good.
And Chris Harrison read them for us.
Yeah. Oh.
This is one of the tweets. Women were meant to hang around for a few seconds these days. Dogs are meant to stick around. Get a dog, boys. Get a dog.
Yeah. I went through a breakup.
Yeah, you can't hold
understand.
That
yeah,
you're angry.
On that one.
This is another one. Guys, when is the last time you actually saw a pretty feminist? There's a reason for this.
It gets worse.
I want to look at this last tweet because this is what's been talked about a lot.
Here we go.
What's the difference between the NAACP and the KKK? Mm-hmm. One has a sense of shame to cover their racist faces. Whoa. And, I mean, just for me to read that out loud makes me feel unbelievably uncomfortable. When you see it now with your name and picture on it and knowing you did that, how do you feel about it?
I feel like I have a lot to learn in that area.
Yeah, you compare the NAACP with the KKK.
Wow. It was ugly.
That is not
that
good.
That was so bad, the crowd didn't even respond.
Yeah, no. It was like, whoa.
I mean, it was like,
and it's saying
even
a lot,
the KKK
not
was
annoyed.
Like, yo, bro.
Dang.
No, man, don't do that.
Wow.
It says a lot if Chris Harrison's uncomfortable, because he literally, like, they do sonograms on national television in front of him. So,
right.
Like, if that makes him uncomfortable, you know it must be bad.
Oh, man.
You know what? But you gotta give the guy credit for showing up.
For showing up.
I mean, because he knew he was about to take it. He took it.
He didn't mouth off once.
No.
He didn't have a right to. I mean, he could have if he wanted to be the hugest jerk on earth and just keep on playing that Lee role that he had. But he just sat there and he took it and took it and took it the entire time.
Well, I give kudos to the guys in the house who, you know, they stood up for themselves and they said their piece, but then they were very willing to kind of move on from this.
Yeah.
And I think they all kind of know, like, we're not dealing with someone that's with it enough to, you know.
Right.
Josiah, he's intelligent. He's a lawyer. Attorney. So he kind of came up to him and he shared what he had to say, which was good.
Josiah and DeMario had a few words for him.
When you woke up the next day and you realized you sent those racist tweets, did you, the next day that you go, I, Lee, denounce these tweets? Or did you wait a year and 9 days to be on this stage right now, and now are you saying it?
I did not intend for it to come out the way that it did. It cut it in half when it released it onto Twitter.
You compared the NAACP to the KKK. That's blasphemy. That's stupid, bro. That's like really asinine. That's like disrespectful to compare the KKK to burned and hung crosses in people's front lawns to the NAACP. Do you know what that is? Like, for me, it's like I want to sit you down and give you history 101, because that's stupid.
I want to take history 101.
Yeah. It'd be way more interesting class.
They didn't offer that at my college.
No, I didn't get that one at mine either, but weird. I would love to take it and see what it's all about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I love his excuse, though. It cut my tweet in half. I was like, dude, you can't.
What else are you going to
say? What else are you going to put on?
You can't make an excuse. You just have to say, my bad.
Yeah,
I was wrong. Don't make an excuse.
He did later on in the show. He denounced those tweets.
I'm going to tell you, that's the first time Lee's ever heard the word denounce.
But he knew that it was negative.
He's never heard that word. He had ended up using it about 15 times.
Yeah. DeMario taught him that word, so he continually used it throughout the show. I give props to Kenny. Kenny and Lee were the guys that battled the most on the show, and basically, Lee is the reason why Kenny didn't do well on the show, because he took him out of his game and he was really rude to him. And
well, Kenny was obsessed with Lee. Like, he...
With the hate.
Kenny that, and yeah. Lee went on the two-on-one, and Lee got kicked off. And instead of Kenny being, like, obsessed with Rachel and putting all of his attention on Rachel, he, like, had to go back and, like, tell him off, like, 15 more times. And for me, I would have sent him home at that point, too. Yeah. I've been like, you leave, too. Like, this is not about Lee. It's about me.
It's just focus on your girl.
Yeah.
If you're on TV show, or even if you're just out on regular in regular life. But he went up to him and gave him a hug, and they hugged it out, and they said, hey, man, we're going to move forward. I'm a father, and I want to set a good example for my daughter, who they actually flew in.
Yeah, that was cute.
Now, you could see Kenny, when they brought his daughter out, because it's his birthday that night. He's like, dang, man, I was planning on going out with my boys.
And then like, oh, you're going to Disneyland. He's like, oh, great.
And now I can't go out with my boys today. I'm going to Disneyland with my daughter tomorrow. But they hugged it out, so that was squashed. But DeMario was the other guy that everybody talked about.
Yeah. So I'm wondering when this was filmed. I don't know if this was filmed prior to the Bachelor in Paradise drama, because it wasn't brought up. But I think if it was filmed after. There would have been a lot more like hatred towards him. I don't know.
They probably just told the guys
hatred toward DeMario?
Yeah, because there was
the allegations that happened with him and Corinne.
Yeah. That was nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, the DeMario, for those of you who didn't watch, he was known for, they brought his girlfriend on the show.
Oh, who's this?
And that was his reaction when he saw her. And Rachel was so funny when she was sitting on the couch and Chris Harrison said, okay, wait, let's talk about DeMario. And she said, who?
Yeah.
Who's this? So he tries to defend himself on this whole girlfriend thing, but he's calling her a side chick. He's like, if you don't have photos of her, if you're not like texting her all the time, that's a side chick.
Well, you know what? He's speaking the truth. It makes you look bad, but he's like, I'm just telling you the truth, and you have to have his back on that.
Okay. Yeah,
he is telling the truth that she was a side chick. The girls have to understand, some girls don't realize they are the side chick.
Yeah. Here's DeMario defending himself.
Here's what happens. This random chick call in and say that she's my girlfriend. By you guys' logic, I'm Beyonce's boyfriend. I'm dating Rihanna.
Okay, no. Because Beyonce didn't have physical proof.
She had text messages. I text everybody.
Time out. Are you telling me you don't know this girl?
No, I know her.
Okay.
Look, like what the weekend say, I only call you when it's 5:30. That's called a side chick, right? You can move me. I'm keeping it real. Like,
basically, this girl was a hookup girl for the last 6 months for him.
Okay.
And then he found the Bachelorette and said, okay, I'm going to keep on going.
A dude can have a side chick without having a main chick.
Yeah,
you know,
frankly,
he's just,
I find it annoying that girls boo him. He's being honest.
He's being
this
pretty
is
honest.
The real world. A lot of guys, especially a guy that's going to go on a dating show, is probably kind of a player.
Yeah.
How do you know you're the side chick?
Well, like you said, if you don't have a whole bunch of pictures on social media with sharing those moments.
If he makes plans, like Saturday at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
If he calls Saturday at 11.
If he always calls you after 5, like he said. If you've never been his profile picture or been posted on his Instagram.
If he doesn't make plans with you in advance.
Yeah. If he doesn't make plans with you in advance.
You ever met the family and y'all, but cool, the family's
cool,
right
cool,
there
cool,
in the
cool,
same
cool.
area. Oh, so you got nothing.
Caroline.
No, I'm not.
What's wrong, Caroline?
Just
your feature reference.
I'm just wondering. Yeah.
Filing it away.
Just for a friend. Yeah. Just in case.
No, I'm not saying you don't have to be a profile picture, but again, like showing the world that, hey, this is my girl. I'm proud to be in a relationship with her. He's not doing that with this girl.
No.
Well, who wouldn't be proud to be that girl's boyfriend? She was so classy.
Is he hiding from you or pushing your face away when the kiss cam comes on the basketball game?
No.
Yeah, when he sees you out and about when he's with his friends, and he responds by,
who's this?
You might be the side chick.
Yeah, you might be the side chick.
Might be a side chick.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Yeah.
And Rachel was really honest about why she didn't give him a chance. And it was because instead of owning it and saying, hey, let's go talk real quick. I'll tell you who this girl is.
Yeah.
He went on to... Well, I don't know this girl.
The dude was on the spot on national TV, and this woman or side chick walks in, and you got the best. I, you know what? I understand.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I agree with it, but I understand.
But you understand why Rachel dumped him, right?
Sure, sure. He didn't know what
to do. Be honest up front.
Yeah, he wasn't honest up front, so she already knew that's the kind of guy he's going to be, so that she didn't want anything to do with
it. Yeah.
So next week is going to be the big show.
Yes.
She makes a selection. Mm-hmm. And you still think she goes with the Brian guy?
That's what my heart of hearts is telling me. That's what, like, 25 years of watching The Bachelor is telling me.
They always make the wrong choice, Jason.
Yeah.
And the choices are at this point, you've got Eric, black guy, and Peter.
I like Eric.
Peter, the
Wisconsin
the
guy.
The only sane one.
Yeah.
That says he'll,
Looking at it logically, like, real life, I'm not in love with you at this point, but I'd like to keep dating you and see where it goes. Yeah. Well, that's not good enough. I need an engagement.
They don't like that on The Bachelor.
Peter is saying, I think Eric is a guy that'll treat her like a queen because he wants that so bad. He wants that to happen.
Yes. I think he'd be really good to her. I don't think they're a good match long run, though.
And I think Brian is a DeMario. He just covers it very well. I think he's a player.
Oh, I started following him on Instagram recently, and his stories, like the way he like looks, he reminds me of Josh Murray, the one that Andy Dorfman picked.
The guy that made kisses, noises when he kissed?
Yeah. They remind me of each other. I don't know. It's just this like inauthentic.
Yeah, I'm thinking she goes with Brian, even though I think it's going to be the bad choice. Yeah, and like she said, like Caroline said, Peter is going to end up being the Bachelor.
Two little personal things.
Yeah.
My friend Devin, who I talked about her last year, remember that I wanted her to be on The Bachelor?
Hot Devin.
Yeah. I seem to remember that.
We didn't know who The Bachelor was at that point, and she ended up, it all like was fate. She didn't send in her tape in time, and then we found out it was going to be Nick, so she didn't really want to do it anyway.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, but so I submitted her.
You did?
On like last Thursday, they called her like 5 minutes later.
Whoa. Yeah.
So she sent in her tape.
And so whoever the Bachelor is this time around,
if it's Dean or it's Peter, we're going to be thrilled.
Man,
and I'm saying we because I'm delusional and I think that I'm going on the show.
You will. You'll be that friend that sits down with her and gives her advice in the beginning.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah,
he is going.
Yeah. And then I had a friend who was at a Bachelorette watching party last night, and Rachel was there.
Yeah.
She said she's the best. And said,
like, nicest girl.
So down earth. So cool.
There was a rumor that there was supposed to be an engagement party for Rachel that I read somewhere, and she didn't show up to her own engagement
party. She missed her plane, and it was paid appearance. I mean, do you think she's really best friends with all the other Bachelor contestant girls?
The ones in her season, maybe.
Yeah, like, right.
Pretty good girlfriends.
No, they all showed up, but she missed her plane, so they went ahead and started doing all the typical girl on the beach pictures without her.
Got it. So it doesn't mean that her relationship's broken yet.
No,
okay. She said, my friend said that she said my fiance last night.
Okay.
Yeah, so. She's still engaged.
So we good. Okay.
As far as we know.
As far as we know, she is engaged.
Go, Eric.
We'll
go
find
Eric.
Out who wins next week. I do want Eric.
Go,
I think
Eric.
Eric's great. I like everybody but Brian, I think, at this point. Even though he seems like a chill guy, but not for marriage.
And I know the editors always try to throw you off, so they probably make him look worse than he really is.
Yeah.
But, I'm starting to agree with Caroline.
All right. Thank you, Caroline. We'll have you again next week.
Thank you.
Finalize this season. But coming up next, let's do a little Does That Make Me Crazy? How about that? Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, Kid Nation.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
These are the things you do. They're quirky. They're weird. You thought they were normal.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you know if you're crazy or not. Maybe even get you into the Hall of Fame. What's been your favorite one as of recent, Big Al Mac?
Oh, gosh. You asked me this, and I always say it. The sniffing the telephone poles. I can't get past that. I cannot get past that. Yes, that makes you crazy. If you go around sniffing telephone poles. What about you, Kel?
You like the smell of tar.
Yeah. We've had people that collect their nail clippings, toenail clippings.
You know what? I completely washed last time we did this out of my brain because somebody called in so gross with their Does That Make Me Crazy? I'm like, why did you call in? So I don't even remember the last one.
You don't remember it?
I completely erased it from my memory bank. Don't you remember how gross it was?
Sometimes we do get gross ones.
So crazy.
Don't call it with gross ones.
What about the lady that...
I don't want to hear about you eating...
Like the baby cheese.
Ooh. Baby cheese was gross.
She would get the baby cheese.
Yeah, not wash her baby on purpose.
Well, dude, does that make me crazy next?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation?
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, only use that phone number if you're willing to call our show to find out if you're crazy or not, and if you're cool with being crazy.
Sure.
Because most of the time, it turns out you are.
We'll give you a prognosis.
Yeah, we definitely will.
Prognosis,
We've been doing this long enough to where we determine what the crazy is and what the crazies are not.
We know what we're talking about.
For example, from the text, Melody wrote us and said... I hate hair on my hands and fingers, so I burn the hair with a lighter because I feel weird shaving my fingers.
Oh, my God.
Does that make me crazy?
You burn it?
Like on the knuckles?
I guess so.
Yeah. You burn it?
I mean, that could be bad for your skin. That's pretty crazy. I would just go ahead and shave it.
Or nair it.
Laser hair removal would be better.
Anything. Black magic.
Oh, yeah.
Black magic.
Well, no, no, there's a powder called black magic.
Oh, I thought you meant like really go to a, like, no, like no, a no, wizard
a
or something.
Yeah. I think it's either called black magic or maybe it's called magic, but it's something that the black guys use to shave when they don't want to use a razor.
And it just dissolves the hair on your face?
It's like Nair, I guess. You put it on it's powder when you buy it. You mix it with water and you put it on your face and then you kind of scrape it off with a plastic knife, but it prevents you from getting black guys from getting razor bumps.
Whoa.
Yeah. I used to use it all the time. Yeah.
I burned the hair off of my hands once in college when we were trying to light a grill, and it grew back so thick and dark.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right in that spot. I didn't know that would happen. So I wouldn't burn it because...
Well, maybe you should try that to your face.
Yeah, right?
You've been trying to grow a beard, and that was your... stick it over a grill.
Yeah, but that was risky. I mean, I could have gotten third-degree burns or second-degree burns. But I didn't. That time.
But you didn't.
That time I didn't. I don't want to risk it again.
You could go get responsibly burned.
Is there such thing as responsibly burned?
I don't know. This, I just made it up.
This crazy person that listens to us to help you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I guess maybe she could do it. She could start her own salon where she burns it. Oh, maybe I should, Kelly. That's a good idea.
Burn spa.
See, now you're going to be at fault if I burn my face off.
Not my fault.
Yeah, you don't want to burn those nose hairs. That smells so bad.
I do slightly like the smell of burnt hair.
There you go. Wow.
I really do. I don't know why.
That makes you crazy.
It smells good.
I think that does.
Hey, Katie.
Hi. Good morning, y'all.
Hey. Good morning. Go ahead.
I am having an extreme love affair with my laundry detergent.
What do you mean?
It's Gain. I sleep with the dryer sheets in my pillow. I use the little bead things for perfume and for spraying around my house.
Oh.
And the part I haven't told anybody yet is I put the regular laundry detergent in my bath.
There you go. Shout out.
It's a good, like, you know, it softens your skin. But I swear, if they made a Gain drink, I would be all over that.
You just love that smell, huh?
Wow.
Yes, I can't get over it.
I would think it would irritate your lady parts.
No.
Oh, does it?
Wow.
All right.
No.
I'd be afraid. But, you know, if it works for you and you love it, you go, girl.
That's our Gain right there.
Nothing to lose, everything to gain.
Yeah.
So, is that crazy?
No, I love it. I love the smell.
I bet you smell great, so I'm going to go ahead and say no. You're not crazy.
It's way more affordable than having some fancy perfume you want sprayed everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Just make sure you lotion up quite a bit, because I'm sure that dries out your skin.
What's that?
Right?
Has anyone ever asked you, what scent are you wearing?
Everybody just says it smells like Gain. They're like, do you use Gain?
Oh, that's great, Katie. I love that you own it. Thank you for calling, Katie. You have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, because when I smell a scent, a perfume or something, I'm like, I try to determine what it is. Right. I know a few of them. I don't know a lot. But you smell like Gain.
Yeah, you know it's detergent. I wouldn't be able to pick out Gain.
No, I wouldn't either,
It's pretty good. Hey, Carla.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Doing great. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
Well, I'm not sure, but I call the po-po on the po-po.
Really?
What happened?
Yeah, because, you know, I live in South Carolina. Shout out, Kelly.
Shout out.
And I'm not sure if it's because I have red hair, but when I'm driving, I live in South Carolina, and I drive to Savannah every day, which takes me an hour.
Yeah.
Because I'm going the speed limit. So when I see the police flying by me in a 45 with no lights and apparently nowhere to go, but they're trying to get home, well, I'm thinking to myself, that's my gas they're burning out, and I'd like to cut 20 minutes off of my drive, too. So this has happened more than once.
So you call the police on the police? Like, what do you tell them?
I dial 911, and I ask them for the non-emergency number, and I call the captain. And he says, well, ma'am, unless you have anything. And I said, well, I'll get it the next time. So I whipped my phone out and videoed and got behind this cop car.
Wow.
And videoed him for 20 miles doing 82 in a 45.
Which means you were going 82 in a 45 as well. You know that.
Well, that's not the point.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. I sure did.
And you were
what happened? Did that backfire on you because you were speeding or no?
No, because I only submitted the part where he was speeding, and I didn't go the full 82, but like once or twice.
Oh, okay.
So I only videoed that part where I was going like 60.
That doesn't make you crazy. I'd say it makes you a bit of a snitch.
She's angry.
Yeah.
But it is, it's just infuriating when you can't speed and they can't just because they have the sirens on top of the car. Yeah, I feel like
it's one of the job. You know what? It's one of the perks of their jobs. True. Everybody's job comes with a perk.
Right.
And it rubs other people the wrong way. A cop's perk is I can drive over the speed limit if I want to. Nah. you go.
And they are trained to drive that fast.
Our perk is we get to meet celebrities.
Yeah.
We get to, you know, and people resent us for that too.
That's
you
true.
Know?
Yeah,
so
true.
Every job has their perk.
Yeah, you're not crazy, Carla. You're very safe, though.
I want to drive 85 when I want to get home too.
I wonder
don't get me wrong.
Can we do citizens arrest or citizens tickets?
No, on a cop?
I wouldn't advise.
I mean, I wouldn't try it personally.
I wouldn't advise.
Yeah, you're not crazy, Carla. Keep being a good person, though.
Keep being a good person.
Well, she is a good person. She's trying to follow the rules. She's trying
that's
to make
right.
sure the police is doing it as
unless
well.
She's trying to get evidence, then she's breaking the rules a little bit.
But she's trying to do that. Erica wrote us and said, I like to watch earwax removal videos before going to bed. Does that make me crazy?
What?
I have never watched
like the candling?
I don't know.
The candling where they pour the wax in and then pull it all out.
And there's a bunch of wax that comes out?
Yeah.
So it's like the zit popping videos almost.
Totally. Something gross, but progress. Yeah. We like progress videos, I think.
It's so weird what can soothe us.
That's I think that's crazy.
Yeah, I'd go with crazy, but I'm definitely going to look that up. Thank you for the
heads up
on that one.
All righty.
Let's go with Andy right here. Or Addie, I mean. Hi, Addie.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
Why are you crazy?
That makes you crazy.
I'm crazy because I like to talk to you. No, I'm crazy because I love toe cramps.
Toe cramps?
No!
I love them. Every time I get them, I like to see how my toes curl, and it feels so weird. I just have to have more.
It is weird.
It is weird. I don't like it.
I don't like it, though. When your big toe kind of shoots up too high and kind of stays
so
there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I hate do you know how to trigger your toe cramps so you could do it whenever you want?
I do. When I'm in, like, the creek or the pool or something, I just have to touch my little toe on something, and then all of a sudden it flares. I'm like, yes!
Yeah, you're crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you enjoy them cramps, Addie. Wow.
Wow. Mine only does it when I'm dehydrated.
Yeah, that's my.
And my foot will just like.
I get it on
up.
The bottom of my foot.
Yeah,
I've never had my toe
well,
cramp.
Well, when I was pregnant, I used to wake up with severe Charlie horses, and then somebody said
banana.
Eat a banana.
Yeah,
I ate a banana every day while I was pregnant, and I didn't get those anymore. So there's a little tip if you're suffering from leg cramps, pregnant
potassium.
Ladies.
Have a little banana. Yeah.
Let's go with Michael here. Hi, Michael.
Hey.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy, sir? Let's find out if you're crazy or not.
Okay, so every time after I go to the bathroom, I wait like a minute or two before I go back in and smell what I left behind. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Are you trying to make sure like you're not, you know, like people can go back in there? Or?
Oh, is that
what it is? I just kind of want to smell what I left behind. I mean,
That makes
I want to see what it smells like. I mean,
we
got you. Yeah, you're crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, I was going back to check because I want to make sure whoever comes in after me doesn't. Like, I'm checking to make sure the smell is gone. That's one thing.
Like, you have people coming over and they're like, I need to use the restroom. I'm like, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Let me go double check real quick.
Let me go make sure there's enough toilet paper for you in there.
Let me get that ready for you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy, Michael.
That's crazy, brother.
All right, congratulations.
Ew.
It's ew crazy.
Yeah.
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 Hi, Sherry.
He's like, oh, well, I don't care.
Good morning. Like
good morning.
Hey.
So you have an Does That Make Me Crazy that deals with candy?
I do. I love peanut M&Ms. They are like my crack. And I buy the big bags at Costco, the giant party-sized bags.
Mm.
But I refuse to eat the blue M&Ms.
Why?
Well, because they're not part of the original M&M package.
You're a purist.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes.
But they taste
so I won't
the same.
Eat the blue ones.
Was blue, so was it always just green, red, yellow, and brown?
And orange.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they added those, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, something like that.
How dare
and
they?
And I just won't eat them.
Well, do you like those peanut butter M&Ms?
Oh, those are good.
Those are good, too, aren't they? Do you keep them in the freezer?
No, I've never tried that.
Oh, you should try it.
Okay, I'm going to have to now.
I'm just helping with your addiction, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, a girlfriend told me to put them in the freezer, so sometimes I put them in the freezer. They're delicious.
And send your blue ones to Jenna. She'll eat them. She likes them.
I don't discriminate.
She don't discriminate.
I don't candy discriminate.
No way.
Mm-mm.
What's up, Troy?
What's going on, guys?
You.
Not much. You have one that has to do with your dad, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So as a young kid, I used to enjoy the smell of his armpit.
After a certain event or all the time?
No, so after he got off work, he was a firefighter. So he'd get off work, he'd come home. So I want to believe that it was just, you know, me enjoying the smell of my dad, you know.
Yeah.
But I do believe that is weird.
Did it smell a little smoky every time?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes it did. Sometimes it did. But I enjoyed it nonetheless.
Well, I want to call you crazy, but it's your daddy. So.
And that's a sweet one.
Yeah, yeah. So I can't hate on that. So
you're sweet crazy, you Troy.
Yeah.
Sweet crazy.
Yeah. You sniffed dad's armpit. That's a good memory right there.
Yeah, sure.
Brings back. Yeah. I couldn't tell you what my dad's armpit smelled like. I don't think I ever got in there.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Crawl up in there,
I
JC.
Get why you like smells. You know, we like, yeah, I yeah. love, oh. I've always said I love the man after he's played golf and he smells like burnt skin and leather.
Little pheromone thing.
And sweat. I like it.
Why don't you call your son over tonight when you sit on the couch? Say, Cason, come here, son.
Let's
do a little father-son bonding time.
I'll ask him, yeah.
Smell this.
What's this smell like? Should I go to the gym first?
Yeah.
So he gets the whole pheromones?
And then jog about 2 miles.
Yeah. I'm going
to
do that.
Hey, the smell is like one of the strongest things you have that attaches you to memories.
That's true.
It's right there.
Sometimes I walk into a room and I'll smell something. I'm like, that reminds me of something, but I just can't remember what it is.
Love that.
Yeah.
Hashimoto's. I can't remember what it is, but it's like, I have such a happy feeling right now, but I don't know why.
21 Pilots has a lyric like that, where he says, I like a smell, but I can't identify where it's coming from or where it comes from.
It makes me happy.
But it does
make
you
happy.
Buried
in the recesses of my brain from childhood.
Aaron, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning, buddy. All right, so you do yours in your kitchen, huh?
Yeah, so I add extra time to the microwave because I think it's going to heat up my food faster. So if I need just 4 minutes, I put it for 8, but then I turn it off at 4.
I get you.
Does that make me crazy?
You think it's going to give more power because you're putting it in there.
Yes,
a lot.
Exactly.
I get that. Okay.
It's wishful thinking. Yeah. It makes you...
It doesn't.
It doesn't make him crazy.
Like, not crazy.
No.
Savvy.
You need to read the instructions. It doesn't.
Well, he is reading the instructions, but he might have a point.
Stand there and watch it, because I'll walk away, and then it's beeping and beeping. You know, like, I would end up leaving it, ultimately, for 8 minutes.
I'll walk away, but then I'll roam back to make sure that I don't overheat my food.
What you need to do is grab 2 of those frozen burritos and then try it that way. So you put that in for 4 minutes, see if it cooks nicely, and then do the 8-minute one, still pulling it out at 4, and see if there's a difference.
It's genius.
It's a scientific.
You could also go 8 minutes at 50% power. And
yes,
that would
science.
Give it a better cook.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah. Change the power.
That always messes me up when I try to do that percentage
I know
of power.
It does, but
I'm like, I don't know
you
what this
cook it
button
slower.
Does.
Yeah, might
it's
want
not
to change
give you that chewy edge.
I don't trust that popcorn button either.
Oh, I don't either. It always burns it.
It work.
And your house stinks like for 8 days.
You ain't sensing nothing.
Yeah, you're not crazy, Aaron. You're just trying
button.
To get some shortcuts, bro. That's all good. Let's go here with Megan, though. Hi, Megan.
Morning.
Hey. Morning.
Morning. Okay, so when I drive home at night, if there's a car directly behind me or somewhere close to me and I'm about to pull in my driveway, I'll just keep going straight so that they don't know where I live. I'm afraid they're going to come back for me.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's probably
extra
safe.
Extra safe.
Especially if you live by yourself or something. I see that.
A lot of girls do that, I think.
Yeah.
They don't want the dudes to know where they live. Yeah, you're that makes you safe. No, you're not crazy. You're fine. You keep doing that.
A little paranoia is healthy.
Yeah, right?
Always.
Some people aren't paranoid enough, and they go around like, ooh, nothing's going to ever happen to me, and that, boom. You know, boom.
Yeah. No, for real. That makes you safe. Safety.
That makes you safe.
That
All
makes
right.
you safety.
Let's take one more here from Deborah. What's up, Deb?
Hi. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Okay, so I'm not sure if it's crazy or if it's just cute, but I'm a
huge Minion fan. I mean, my laundry room is decorated in all Minions, and I've got Minion stuffed animals, but there's this one, in particular one, it's a big one, that I have to sleep with. And whenever I come into the bedroom, I always have to say, "Hi, Bob, how are you?" And then when I leave, I'll have to say, "Goodbye, Bob, I'll see you later." And then my husband, for jokes, like, he'll make the bed while I'm at work, and then when I'll get home, I'll go in the bedroom, and he'll be, like, upside down, or he'll have one leg twisted, or he'll hide him. Can you believe he hides my Bob? But I can't go to sleep without my Bob.
So you sleep with your husband and Bob every night.
You're adorable.
That is correct, and he's learned to accept Bob.
I love
it. Mal is so upset when you said husband, because he was going to ask you out.
I love it.
And you know what? Bob's my favorite Minion too, Deborah.
That doesn't make you crazy at all.
Yeah. You're crazy, Deborah.
You're definitely crazy, but yeah, adorable, it's cool crazy. That your husband plays along.
I love your energy too. You have a wonderful day, Deborah.
Well, thank you guys, and I know you hear this all the time, but you guys totally rock. Love you guys.
You rock.
Thank you very much.
Tell Bob we say hi.
Yeah, and your husband.
I will.
All right. Bye, Deborah.
Bye.
She has great energy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So I just retweeted this thing, this video, this guy solving a Rubik's Cube, tossing it back and forth between both hands.
Yeah.
With his eyes closed while he's listening to music. He's on the subway, and everybody's just acting like it's no big deal.
And he's actually solved it?
And he solved it all the way. One-handed. Just tossing it back and forth, just eyes closed.
Eyes closed.
And everybody's just acting like it's a normal day on the subway.
Wow.
I wish I could solve it with two hands, yeah, with my eyes hands, open. Feet, I can't even
whatever.
Do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right?
Yeah. But yeah, you found some tidbit news for us?
I did.
It's time for tidbit news.
I don't know if you heard about this, but 12 inmates, Kelly Raspberry, escaped from the Walker County Jail in Alabama, roll tide, using, not a file, peanut butter.
Okay. You're going to explain?
Yes.
Or is that it?
Well,
that's your tidbit news.
So apparently they rubbed with the peanut butter, they rubbed the number on the door that they were trying to get open from another officer that worked there, a new guy.
Yeah.
And they made it look like another number, a cell number. Hey, open up cell number 25. And it was actually a door going outside. New guy opens it up. They use the peanut butter to change the number. The guy's escape went right outside.
So they noticed the numbers looked a lot like brown peanut butter?
They
molded the peanut butter into numbers?
This is tidbit news, Kelly. Don't try and figure out the whole story. If you want, Google it. I've got another one.
That is crazy.
And I've got another one.
Peanut butter to escape.
Yep, another bit of tidbit news. Greg Davis.
Oh, hold on. Was it crunchy or creamy, though?
I do not know. I would say probably creamy.
Creamy would probably be the best, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Greg Davis in Houston. He's a busy dude. Has got two jobs. He went to online dating. Met a girl named Malika. They started talking and texting and everything. Over the course of 2 years, she got $80,000 out of this guy. He checked his email, and Malika, her dad left her millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And he helped her to get the millions of dollars by sending her $5,000 here, $5,000 there.
So it's just a twist on the Nigerian prince scam.
Exactly. But he's having phone conversations with this lady. They've upped the game. It's not just emails anymore.
Well, they will call you.
He's met this chick on, like, Match or something. I think it was Match, actually. And she started talking to him, sending him pictures.
Yeah.
And $80,000 later. No, $80,000 later.
When did he finally realize that it was a scam?
When they sent him pictures of the money and it had his name stamped on it, like Gregory. But he said he blew the pictures up and he held up a $100 bill next to the picture of the $100 bill. He said it was clearly fake. That's when he knew, $80,000 later. They sent him pictures of stacks of cash with his name on it. Yeah.
Oh.
And he held up an actual $100 bill next to the picture and realized it wasn't his. It wasn't real money.
You know, it's bad money when you can tell it's fake on a picture.
Yeah, right?
So what are they going to do?
Nothing he can do.
He lost the 80?
He lost the 80,000.
Isn't that kind of a punishment just gone? For being dumb?
He said later in the article, I feel kind of stupid.
Kind of?
Yeah.
He should feel very stupid.
He had to feel bad, you know, because he just wanted love. And money.
And how many people have this happened to, and they feel too stupid to even report?
Right. Yeah. Oh, you know so many people.
That's right. You're so embarrassed.
Yeah.
That time those kids stole your money?
Yeah. Right, JC? This dude was even
They asked me for the box of pennies. I gave it to him.
Mm-hmm. This dude took out payday loans, Kelly.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Oh, so he went full on broke.
He seriously did.
That's unfortunate.
Showed his picture. I mean, he's a good looking black dude, muscular. Maybe he should be the next Bachelor.
No, he's not making good choices in life. I don't think he's going to make a good choice when it comes to a woman on a TV show.
They want a bachelor whose bio includes takes out payday loans.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Feel bad for him.
Did you see what Halle Berry drive, by the way, guys?
What she drives?
Yeah, what she drives. Now, you expect her to be driving like a Bentley or something.
Or a Benz.
No.
Where's she driving?
You know, the minivan gets made fun of a lot.
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry herself drives a minivan. Check it out.
I do drive a minivan.
Oh, you do?
I drive a Honda Odyssey, and I got it after making this movie because I was like, this car is the bomb. It really is. So I do, and I don't really speed in my minivan, but if I had to, I would.
And there's picture evidence.
That is the exact minivan
my husband wants me to get, the
Honda Odyssey, because he used to have one. He said, Kelly, I'm telling you, it will change the way you feel about minivans.
All right.
Every time I get in the car, he's like, you can arrange the seats where you don't have to do anything. The kids get themselves in and out. You wave your foot under the back door and it opens the back. He is selling hard. And if Halle Berry's driving it.
Yep.
She's getting paid to drive it.
No, she's just Halle Berry. Okay. She's just driving it.
It was placement in the movie.
Well,
she also drives it out after the movie, she said.
Yeah, there's pictures of her at the grocery store.
At Disney World, they drive us around in those little cart vehicles from park to park sometimes. If we fell in love with that deal, we came back and bought one.
I'm telling you, I might be a mad mom in a minivan.
Right.
That might be me. Why do you keep talking? Because I was still talking.
Rest in peace, sexy.
I suggested the Suburban to her, but she's going toward the minivan, I guess.
Hey, sometimes practical wins. I don't care.
It's so much easier.
Practical wins.
I'm sure it is.
It's not worth it.
I'm going to suit mine up. I'll put flames on the side.
I'm sure that Segway's easier, too.
Alan says there's a vacuum cleaner attached to the back of it.
What?
It's got its own built-in vacuum cleaner, JC.
Where does it charge?
It just proves minivans do suck.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
We would like to welcome the hosts of the famous podcast Shut Up to the studio.
Hello.
Part-time Justin and Nick Adams are in studio with
us.
Hey guys.
Hello.
How are y'all?
You guys got to interview a celebrity that we talked to recently.
We got to chat with Andy Cohen.
On
the phone the other day after the show.
We love Andy Cohen.
He's chatting about his new show Love Connection.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Thursday nights on Fox.
It's a good show. Central. It's a good show.
All right.
And what did you guys get into with Andy?
Well, the first thing we wanted to know, since he hosts a dating show now, he's a dating expert.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to try and hook up, you know, part-time Justin with a little dating advice.
Oh, look at you getting some advice from Andy.
Never had a boyfriend, single.
Okay. Never?
Never.
Well, let's see if Andy gives you some solid advice.
Best dating show since Next on MTV.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Andy.
Now, Andy, Justin needs some help finding himself a man. Do you have any?
What? No.
Well, you do.
Yeah, okay.
And so, Andy, he's been looking for a good guy. Do you have any good tips on how Justin can get himself out there, maybe a dating app?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for dating apps. I think my tip is don't be too critical of people based on your first impression of their look.
You should
vibe it out, and you got to give people a chance. Get to know them. I mean, that's my best advice.
That's easy to say, but when it comes to gay men, you know, in a dating app, it's more about one nights than it is like a long-term relationship.
Well, that's true.
Andy, since you're hosting Love Connection, have you learned anything different about dating or how different types of people date since you've been hosting the show?
Yeah, I mean, people are nasty. They show up late. They're on their phones. They're not paying attention. People got to chill out, put their phones down, shower up, be clean, and start to, you know, show some interest in the perfect person that you're sitting across from.
It sounds
It
sounds so common sense. Take a shower.
But they don't do this. Yeah, they don't show up on time. They're always on their phone.
Wow. That amazes me.
Justin, did any of his advice help?
No, it didn't.
It didn't help?
No.
You were still late and on your phone the whole time?
Yeah, sure was. And then he had Anderson Cooper on Watch What Happens Live.
Uh-huh.
And he spilled some information that I thought was interesting.
Okay.
You love to suck the flavor off of a Dorito?
That is true.
What flavor?
Whatever flavor Dorito. I love Doritos.
So do you prefer nacho cheese Dorito over the Cool Ranch Dorito?
You know, that's a real Sophie's choice.
And then what do you do with the chip after it's done? Do you let it dry out and then you find some salsa for it afterwards?
I just eat it. I suck the flavor and then I swallow the chip.
Oh, it's just a process. It's like eating the Reese's peanut butter cup, yeah. But eating the edges off mm-hmm. first, and then the peanut butter, and then
exactly
the chocolate.
Right.
Oh, he does the, he gets it soggy mm-hmm. in his mouth while sucking off all the yeah. taste from it, and then yeah. he still eats the chip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound good. The chip would lose its crunch.
Yeah. Or it's flavor. It's just a bland chip after that.
Yeah.
I guess you have the flavor already in your mouth.
You still have the corn tortilla chip.
Yeah.
You still
got
good
that.
Flavor there.
Yeah.
There.
It's soggy.
It's not.
It's good. It's, yeah,
it's,
I mean,
saliva.
It's so soggy. It's just damp.
Yeah.
I prefer the salsa verde. That's the green bag Dorito.
Oh, that's my favorite, Nick.
That's the best
good.
Dorito. And then it's nacho cheese.
Spicy
then
nacho.
It's Cool Ranch.
Spicy nacho.
Hey, two bags for $5 at Target. Just bought a couple yesterday. Just saying.
Abroad, you know, Cool Ranch is good Cool American.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they call it?
Yeah.
Cool American.
When I was out of the States. Cool Abroad. American.
Do y'all prefer yellow cheese or white cheese?
White, yellow.
I like the yellow cheese.
Mm-hmm. As far as queso dip,
yeah,
yellow.
Ooh. Yes,
if it's warm,
white,
it's gotta be
creamy.
Warm.
Yeah,
warm.
They're both
Blanco
good.
Queso, yeah. Always good.
All right, anyways, back to Andy Cohen.
Oh, sorry,
yes.
The fancy restaurants put meat in the queso.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Andy Cohen.
Yes. Right.
So, does anyone have a favorite Bravo TV show? Chances are, Andy Cohen is behind it.
Of course,
true.
He is.
And so, I wanted to know what shows he's really wanted to get on the air that just never quite made it past the development stage.
That's a good question.
Oh, my God. So many. I wanted to do basically a Golden Girls version of The Real Housewives, and Bravo wasn't into it.
But have you ever thought of doing a Real Husbands of San Francisco?
We almost did a Real Husbands of Orange County, and it was too boring.
Really? I thought that would be a lot of drama and...
Yeah, you'd think it'd be good.
He turned it down.
Mm-mm.
Like gay husbands, I don't think they went with gay husbands. I think they went with straight husbands. Straight husbands would be boring, right?
Oh, yeah. That'd be boring.
Sure. Didn't like Kevin Hart or somebody do one with a bunch of the
husbands? It's a comedy one. It's scripted comedy.
But is it scripted with a lot of ad-lib? You know what I'm like? You know where you're going, but you got to get there?
Yeah,
it is. I think so.
Justin, you're right. Why haven't they done a gay house husbands? Like the
And don't say the Real Housewives are all real either.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah, they're not real. No. Yeah. Come on.
I don't know.
I mean, I know some of those women in real life, and I've never seen them act like they do when the cameras are turned on.
Yeah.
Until the cameras are turned on, you know?
Yeah, you got to turn it on.
That was some good questions you guys asked. If you want to hear the whole interview with Andy Cohen and the guys here from the Shut Up podcast, just go to KidNation.com. We have all the podcasts put up there.
I want to hear that.
And you can check it out there.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.